After this, Yeshua manifested himself again to the taught ones at the Sea of Kinneret, and he manifested this way. Shimon Kepha and Toma called the twin and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zabdi, and two others of his taught ones were together. Shimon Kepha said to them, "I am going to fish." They said to him, "We are coming with you." They went out and immediately entered into the boat, and that night they caught none at all. But when it came early morning, Yeshua stood on the beach. However, the taught ones did not know that it was Yeshua. Then Yeshua said to them, "Children, have you any food?" They answered him, "No." And he said to them, "Throw the net on the right side of the boat, and you shall find." So they threw, and they were no longer able to draw in because of the large number of fish. That taught one whom Yeshua loved then said to Kepha, "It is the Master." Then Shimon Kepha, hearing that it was the Master, put on his outer garment, for he was stripped, and plunged into the sea. And the other taught ones came in the little boat, for they were not far from land, but about 200 cubits, dragging the net with fish. So when they had come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid on it, and bread. Yeshua said to them, "Bring some of the fish which you have now caught." Shimon Kepha went up and dragged the net to land, filled with 153 big fishes. And though there were so many, the net was never broken. Yeshua said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And not one of the taught ones had the courage to ask him, "Who are you?" knowing that it was the Master. Yeshua came and took the bread and gave it to them, and the same with the fish. This was now the third time Yeshua was manifested to his taught ones after he was raised from the dead. When therefore they had eaten breakfast, Yeshua said to Shimon Kepha, "Shimon, son of Yonah, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yea, Master, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him again, the second time, "Shimon, son of Yonah, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yea, Master, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Shepherd my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Shimon, son of Yonah, do you love me?" Kepha was sad because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Master, you know all. You know that I love you." Yeshua said to him, "Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wished. But when you are old, you shall stretch out your hands, and another shall gird you and bring you where you do not wish." Now this he said, signifying by what death he would esteem Elohim. And having said this, he said to him, "Follow me." And Kepha turned around, saw the taught one whom Yeshua loved following, who also leaned on his breast at the supper, and said, "Master, who is the one who is delivering you up?" Seeing him, Kepha said to Yeshua, "But Master, what about this one?" Yeshua said to him, "If I wish him to remain till I come, what is that to you? You follow me." Therefore, the word went out among the brothers that this taught one would not die. However, Yeshua did not say to him that he would not die, but, "If I desire him to remain until I come, what is that to you?" This is the taught one who bears witness about these matters and wrote these matters, and we know that his witness is true. Now there is much else that Yeshua did. If every one of them were written down, I think the world itself would not contain the written books. Amen.